AM Sports Report brought to you by Northwest Furniture and Mattress. Go check it out. Go check out their showroom. The Daggett family, man, they do a lot for this community, especially around youth sports and coaching and, you know, donating money. So go check out what they got at this awesome furniture store. Big Red Rocking Chair on Elm off Adams in LeGrand. LHS softball will end up second in the GOL after losing twice to Pendleton on Friday. They lost 3-13 and 6-8. The Lady Tigers will play Weston McEwen today down at Optimus at 4 p.m. And that'll finish their and then they'll finish their season at home on Saturday. And it'll be senior day against Enterprise Joseph Olawa, that combined team. And then we'll see where they go from there. It looks like tentatively that they'll have a probably a home playoff game somewhere sometime next week. As soon as I hear, I'll let you guys know. LHS baseball also dropped both of theirs games to Pendleton on Friday, 3-6 and 5-10. That dropped their record to 7-5 in the GOL. They finished their regular season today as well, down at Optimus versus that joint team of Joseph Enterprise Willawa at 4 o'clock. And like I said about the playoff stuff, as soon as I have more information, I'll get it passed on to you guys. Congratulations to EOU track and field. Both men's and women's team win the CCC for the first time ever, like both of them winning it in the same year. And that's just a you know, a credit to Coach Welch. He was named Coach of the Year for both the men's and the women's, and that's not like unseen territory for him. I don't even know how many he has, but he has a lot of them. TJ Davis won the 110 meter hurdles. Kenna Woodward won the hammer and the disc for the women. Hunter Nichols won the 1500 and the 5k for the men. Justin Ash won the 3,000-meter steeplechase and the team of Karina DeYoung, Sydney Peck, Lauren Mitchell, and Taylor Joyce won the 4x100. Taylor Joyce also won the 400 as well. Tanner Nett won the shot put, and Tyler Jones won the high jump. That's a lot of champs. I mean, that's a pretty good season if you ask me. I'll have head coach Ben Welch along with women's 400 champion Taylor Joyce and men's 110 hurdles and decathlon and 2023 indoor heptathlon national champ TJ Davis on the sports show tomorrow. Hopefully I'll be able to get all three of those people wrangled in the next couple days and get a show out with interviews with them. That'll be really cool. EOU softball plays in the national championship opening round here in like an hour. Starts at 9 o'clock Pacific time. They're playing Spring Arbor, Michigan in Lawrenceville, Georgia. The opening round is a 5-team double elimination tournament. So if they win, they play tomorrow at 9 PST, and if they lose, they play at 11:30 tomorrow. So I mean, EOU's the one seed. They're playing the Spring Arbor team. We haven't seen any of these teams from the east side of the United States. You know, we make a California trip, but we don't really play a lot of teams from outside of the West Coast. But I think we're gonna handle this just fine. All the first round games are free to watch on YouTube, and I'll post a link in the comments after the show. It's cool that at least some schools in the NAIA aren't stuck in these stretch contracts, so they can actually play sports on their own YouTube channel. And it's cool when there's like a school in the national championship, like in the early rounds, that's hosting, because the host school is the one that puts out the games. And if they're a YouTube school, then that means everybody gets to watch them for free. And Georgia Gwinnett just happens to be a YouTube school. So it's awesome. I love it. Friday, I sat down with Coach Christian. We had a chat about the season. It's available to watch anywhere on our network. Here's a little peek.
I don't feel like you can do that in our roster. You've got 1 through 9, you know, at any given time can lay down a bunt, that can hit, that can, you know, go for a home run. You look down our lineup and we've got girls multiple with home runs.
So pitching around people gets you.
You just can't pitch around us. Right. And, you know, and that's what I love about them. Like, we don't have that. What kind of is the one factor that defines us? We have great pitching. I feel like our hitting has improved over the years that I've been here in 5 years. And then we've always tried to have great defense behind our pitchers. And so it's just this year as a whole, and we always say it, 1 through 25 players that we have, we are just better. And they get along and they want to be there. They want to compete. They want to win. You know, and that's what I love about it.
Well, that was a great interview right there with head coach Nicole Christian. I also sat down with Kelly Monahan and Kate Evans from the softball team. Coach Christian in that interview, she said, so she was on the, I mean, according to her, the second best EOU softball team ever. It's in the Hall of Fame because she said that this team this year is better than the 2000 team that was ended up fourth in the nation and is a Hall of Fame team at EOU. And, I mean, those are big words, but, I mean, she's one of the ones that would be able to say it. You know what I mean? She was on that team, and she basically came out and said, no, she didn't basically. She did come out and say that this team this year is better than that team, which is awfully bold. I mean, she's got a lot of friends that I'm sure watch this, and they know, like, I'm sure she got some texts about that for sure. Here's a look at the schedule for EOU Sports this week, thanks to EOU Athletics. And don't forget, like I said, tomorrow, Ben Welch, Taylor Joyce, and TJ Davis on the sports show. AM Sports Report brought to you by Northwest Furniture and Mattress. They want to make you comfortable in your own home.